Selector.
Bosom Selector on 95BFM.
Well, this is a treat. Morena, so.
Morena.
How are you?
Pretty good, you guys.
You just hopped off a plane.
Yeah.
Pulled up to BFM and said...
Hopped out the plane at LAX with a dream and a Audio Archives 95 BFM hoodie.
I like that version.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Is your tummy turning and you're feeling kind of homesick?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Oh. For anyone who doesn't know what Bosom Selector is, we invite a BFM DJ to come up and chat to us about their journey with BFM and their show and choose a couple of songs. And today we've got the lovely Sophia Kent, who does the Thursday 1 to 4. It's a banging show.
It's so good. Every time I tune in, yeah. I feel... It's hard to describe how you feel listening to the 1 to 4. It's like equal parts very relaxed, but I feel ready for anything.
I think that describes up the 1 to 4 pretty well. You know, we've got 3 hours of mostly just music, so we can kind of stretch out and get a little bit weird, a bit instrumental. Totally.
Yeah.
Get a bit freaky with it.
Yeah.
And obviously we had a really special Thursday a couple of weeks ago now, the Audio Archives Kahat Whip Day.
Yes.
You had Spidertown Baby performing on your show.
Yes.
And you played some bangers.
As per. Yes.
It was lots of fun. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about how you got involved with BFM?
Yeah, sure thing. So, kia ora, if you're hearing my voice for the first time, it is nice to meet you. I do the Thursday 1 to 4, like Rosetta said. I got involved with BFM after moving up to Auckland from Hamilton, so I'm like running through memory lane in my own brain right now. And I stopped having a smartphone, and so I started listening to the radio because I had my car, and that's how I discovered this really random station that I knew absolutely nothing about. And most of the time I was just like confused. and I would like have to write down lyrics on a little notepad in my car so I could go home and Google what it was, because I didn't have Shazam or anything like that. And I just really liked what it was putting out. And then slowly I started like hearing people speak on it and hearing the news. And I used to be obsessed with catching the news on the hour. I was really sad when they stopped doing Morning Glory news.
Oh yeah.
Bring that back. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then after not really finding like a crew at university, I was at AUT, I hopped along to 95BFM, decided to start doing news volunteering because that was really what piqued my interest with BFM. And so I did that for a while, and then it kind of just progressed naturally into doing... producing for The Wire and then Morning Glory on Thursdays, and now I've been doing the 1 to 4 after Eli, if you listeners remember Eli, who moved to the UK, and I snatched his seat and I haven't left.
Yes, own that seat, sister.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the TED Talk.
Thank you so much for that.
I feel really enlightened.
Shall we listen to one of your selections for us?
Absolutely. The first one I picked, I was listening to your guys' show in the courtyard as I was walking through, and I feel like you guys have been on a real high energy kick for like quite a few months now.
It's like something happened to
something
us.
Happened.
We just something like... changed, and it was like BFM breakfast rave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rave. Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And my show, it can be like quite chill sometimes, but I tried to pick a couple of tracks a little bit more like funky, upbeat, you know, get some energy in you. Yep. The first one is Apple Tree. It's an MF Doom special of the song by Erykah Badu.
Yeah, this is awesome. I love this track, the Erykah Badu track. And then I hadn't heard the MF Doom special blend until you played it on your show. And I was like, now what the hell is this?
Now what the hell?
And it's like, if you're used to hearing the original, it kind of throws you a little bit, but in like the best way.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Day.
This is Apple Tree, the MF Doom special blend.
Yup.
As chosen by our bosom selector, Sophia Kent, of the Thursday 1 to 4.
Yeah.
I feel really nourished by that track.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really, really inspired.
And the cheese scone too.
And the cheese scone.
Oh, I had a piece of banana bread.
Oh, yeah, right.
Sorry, awesome. I ate it really quickly.
No.
None of you could
do what you gotta do, girl. Oh, so nice to have you in the studio with us, Soph. We're big fans of your show. I'm interested as to, like, what your process is for listening to new music, what you're into at the moment, or, like, how you sort of go about planning for a three-hour music show.
Yeah. I actually have been not listening to that much music recently. I found that I got to a point where it was like my brain was like, ah, you know, yeah, when you're listening to something and then you just like have to take the headphones off and you're like, whew,
you can honestly,
the fatigue is real, like,
I've just kind of been just chilling, really.
Yeah.
But when I come for my show, a lot of it depends on what I've heard on the radio earlier that week, and if there's something that I think, oh, that's great. Like once I listened to one of Sarah's shows and it just filled the space so beautifully without being unobtrusive. And I've tried to kind of capture that essence every time I come in. No matter what the genre of music is, I want it to be the background track for the listener's life, essentially. I don't want it to be the main show. I also don't really like speaking that much on my show. Sometimes I can speak too much if I've taken my ADHD medication, but that's another story. I just really come in and it's all about the energy of the weather and the day and the people. And if I've listened to something and I'm like, yes, I want to build off this song.
Mm. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. Like, yeah. I think that's the best thing about radio is the fact that someone's just like, carefully read the room and curated an experience for you, connection is so beautiful.
It is kind of funny because obviously we can't see what the listeners are doing. Well, we don't know what state of mind they're in, if they're at work, if they're at home, if they're driving. So really
rocking
just
back and forth in a corner.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of just have to use like your own intuition and work off the feedback that you get during the show, and also what the atmosphere of the actual BFM studio is that day as well. Mm. Like sometimes I like to ask the wire team before me, like, you know, what's the vibe today, guys? And if they're like, oh, then I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Let me get some of that. Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. You've got one more song for us. Kiss This.
Yes. This is just a banger track. This is off some random compilation album called like Crate Diggers. It's got a little marijuana LED symbol.
Awesome. So you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's great. Enjoy it.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much, Soph.
Thanks, guys.
Everyone can catch Soph on the 1 to 4 on Thursdays or anytime via the Beatcast. Go and listen to a show. It's well worth your time, I reckon.
Yes.
Thanks, Soph. Bye.
Ciao.
this.
That was this week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.